Okay, so we're holding Mem Vav Am Beis, last line of the page. Tezav is from Zion, Brachas from Zion. We're last line of the page. Mem Vav Am Beis. Tera Banim. Ei Mechabdin. We don't give covet. Lebi Drachem not on the roads. For Lebi Ksham not on the bridges. And just so quickly, Tezav speaks that Ei Mechabdin. You don't give covet on the roads. What do you mean? First of all, you find the case there. What's that for some covet? Tezav says. Explains that when you're in the middle of the road and you bump into a chacham, a chashev person, even if you end up going the same direction, you still don't give cover, because if you're going to start being busy giving cover in the middle of the road, it leads to traffic. It's almost like when you don't follow the rules of the road, like you have today, you start to be extra nice, all of a sudden it leads to back up a traffic because there's a certain system of how the road's supposed to go. Today says when you set out to go on a way together with someone, you're starting at the same starting point, of course over there you give cover. But in the middle of the road, we don't give cover. When you bump in the middle of the road, again, it's an issue of just practically for traffic purposes. Philippic Sharm, bridges, you don't give cover. Why? Because bridges were dangerous. They weren't always as strong as they are today. And therefore, the faster you get over across the bridge, the better it is. We don't want to have any safety or keep ourselves in an unsafe situation for longer than necessary, even at the expense of cover. And we don't give cover when it comes to washing with dirty hands, right? At the end of the meal, my machrenim, which we explained, this taka no covenant telling someone, your hands are dirty, you go first. What is the covenant? We spoke out, the covenant is that whoever gets to wash his hands first does get to bench, right? So we do give covenant that what? That whoever gets to wash his hands first does get to bench. So what does that mean? But practically speaking, ain't kavod mayim, but there is kavod mayim. It means anachami. That's just the first person. Let's say there's five people there. So we're saying the first one you give to bench, you give to wash my machrenim, he's going to be the one that leads, that gets to bench. So you're giving him that kavod taka. But the remaining four, there's no kavod hierarchy of who's mochashiv, who's not, because it's not really covered in the mayim. It was specifically a kavod that got to be benching, but with regard to the mayim itself, there's no kavod in telling someone to wash their dirty hands. Rav and Rabbi have caused Baruch Rav and Abaye were going on the road. Kad mechamer the Rav and Abaye, and Rav's donkey went ahead of Abaye's donkey. And Ravin didn't say to Abaye, no, let Mar go ahead, you go ahead of me. Amar le, Amar. Abaye said, when this Rav started going up to Yitzchirol, he got a stuck a guy. Rashi points out that he went to Yitzchirol. He went from Rav to Yitzchirol to go learn by Rabbi Eichanan, who was in Yitzchirol. So Abaye was saying, he developed a little gaiva because he's not giving proper covet. However, came out the Pesul Beis Knesset, when they came to the entrance of the Beis Knesset, Amarle, keep in mind there's a shul, Amarle, Nilamar. So Ravin said to Abaye, you go first. Amarle, Arashta Loi Lav Marna. Now I became Mar? Only now. What about in the middle of the road? Why don't you give me covet? Amarle, so you called for that member. Hachem Rabbi Echaran, Emechabdin O Pesach Sheish by Mezuzah. We only give covet by a Pesach as a Mezuzah, meaning Emechabdin, but there, Drachim, like we just said before for the Beis, that type of idea. On the road, no, we don't give covet. When it comes to a proper doorway where there's a mezuzah, you're not on the road, over there is where we give covet. Says Gemara, that if you notice in the story, it was talking about Beis Knesset doesn't even have mezuzah. Says Gemara, this be mezuzah in, let's be mezuzah lay. Dafka, doorway has mezuzah, you give covet. When there's no mezuzah, you don't give covet. Elamiata, Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash, less mezuzah, hachnaim name mechabdin. It should come out the Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash, where there's no mezuzah, you should be mechabed. And if you medayik in the prior story, it was talking about by Beis Knesset. So over there, Ravin should not be giving up by a covet. If that's logic, obviously, the Gemara is saying, it doesn't make sense, that would be the case. But you said mezuzah, that was your criteria. Your criteria should be only placed with this mezuzah, and there's no mezuzah on a base Knesset, base Medrash. By the way, we do put a mezuzah on our base Medrash, not a base Knesset, we don't, but on a base Medrash, usually, we do. Okay, says the Mar HaKadami, the Mechabdin, Ela'ema bePesach Arayin Mezuzah. We don't mean a Pesach that actually has a mezuzah. For whatever reason, you may be put in a mezuzah, like a base Knesset, there's no mezuzah. Fine. But it's a door that's fit. It's a door, a doorway. It's a structure that, in a different scenario, would have mezuzah. It just means when you're in a stationary place, when you're in a building, you give covet to go into first, as opposed to the derech. And therefore, Rav was answering Abaye, I didn't give you covet on the road because you don't give covet on the road, but I'm giving you covet now by a building because we give covet when it comes to a building. Amar Rav Rehuda Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei Derav. Amasubin Rishon Nachal Kulam Ashitam Abitzeya. When it comes to a meal, those who are sitting at the meal shouldn't eat anything until the Betzeya, the one who's breaking bread, until he eats first, they shouldn't eat. Right? Even the Chiddush is, even if people have their own Chalas, but if they're being Yetzah with the Bracha of the leader's making a bracha, we should wait till the leader takes a bite, then we take a bite. You should wait till he takes a bite first. That's the proper malach. Yasir of Safra Vakamar Lutam Itmar. The memory you said was Ainam of Subim Russian Lechel. They're not able to eat. Eat has a connotation of eating a kazayas. A taste maybe you could have, you just can't eat. But the memory was actually said, Lutam Itmar. You shouldn't taste. Now the truth is, even though eating normally sounds like eating a kazayas, and not weird, meaning tasty would be okay, you just can't eat. In this context, it's pretty clear that eating over here means not eating at all, because you can't eat till he tastes. he can't eat until he tastes. So the chur over here, it is pretty clear what it means. So what was he? What was Rav Safra coming to address by saying litam itmar lemayn afkamin? The Gemara asked the question. What was he adding? Says the Gemara shechayev adam lemar belashon ravai. He's adding. And Rami, just the dictic, proper dictic. The memra was indeed ena adam rashi litaim at sheyitam abaytzea or ena mesubim rashiim litaim klum at sheyitam abaytzea. Since the memra was litaim, he switched it to say it over properly, even though you wouldn't make a mistake. And what the taich is, there's a certain mila in accuracy of saying it over word for word. If you remember, we had this not so long ago in this pesachta, we had a discussion between Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, and the Mara says, what is Rabbi Yefes getting involved? What is his position in the place of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba when it comes to the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan? And the first idea was because Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was medactic to say all the words of Rabbi Yechanan properly, besides also Chazrik, they're always learning every 30 days, but he's medactic to say over all the words properly. There's a mile of someone who's known, who has a history, a track record of saying over everything exact. It gives him more of more credibility to the Messiah of those members. Tanarban. Thank you. Two people wait for each other by car. This is again proper etiquette by a meal. So two people are sitting eating from a common plate. So if for whatever reason one has to take a break, he's taking a break for a moment, the other one shouldn't keep eating. Or if one didn't get a chance to start eating yet, the other one shouldn't start without the second. They should be taken from the central platter at the same time. However, if there's three people there and one is breaking, the other two need not wait for the one. The one who breaks bread, he is the first one to be served. If he wants to give kavod to his rabbi or someone who's more chashuv than him, even though he broke bread, he can still give kavod to someone who's more chashuv than him, and they can break the order. And just because he broke bread doesn't mean that he should be the one to get first. He can give the more chashuv person first. Rabbi Rachana was marrying off his son in the house of Rashi Bar Katina, which by the way means he's marrying off her to the daughter of Rashi Bar Katina. He sat down and he taught his son this halacha. Why is he teaching his son halacha? He's about to get married. This is what he's teaching him? Yes, because the chassan would lead the meal. The chassan would be the one that leads in breaking bread. So he's teaching him the gedarim of breaking bread. When you break bread, you shouldn't break bread until all the people say amen. So you say, hamaytzi lechem in haaretz, the bracha, wait till it says amen, then cut the bread. If they don't say hamaytzi lechem in haaretz and start cutting before they say amen. What's the idea behind this? Very interesting. The idea behind this is because we know that you're supposed to make a bracha on a full piece of bread. You're supposed to finish the bracha. We had a tzvara, we had a tzad, that you actually break the bread as you're finishing the bracha. But we ultimately came out that what? That you're supposed to finish the bracha completely and then break bread. So you have a bracha on a complete item, then you break the bread. So their amen, when the people answer amen, their amen is they're finishing the bracha. When they say amen, they're finishing the bracha. So we want the challah to be whole, the bread to be whole, till the people gathered around finish the bracha with their amen. Which is, there's a little bit of a chiddush involved over here, because we know the halacha is a shemei kaina, a shemei doesn't have to say amen. If you don't say amen at all, if I hear a bracha from you, I don't say amen, I'm yaitza. I'm still can break bread. Yet when I'm saying amen, my amen is, we did say, just to remind ourselves, we said, it's Rama brings the halacha, it's Gemara, but Rama brings it that a person who says amen is like he made the bracha himself. A person who shemei kaina without amen, he's yaitza. He's yaitza the bracha, it's okay. He could partake in the food as well. But if he says amen, that's as if he made the bracha himself. So there's a mile saying amen. So in a case where he's saying amen, you're making the bracha, therefore the betzeya should wait till you say amen, even though all that didn't have to happen. Theoretically, if they didn't say amen, then they'd still be yaitza and he wouldn't have to wait either. But again, when they're saying amen, you wait. Rav Chizda Amar, v'pi reiv einam, it's sufficient to wait for reiv of the people answering. You don't have to wait for all the people saying amen, you wait for reiv, that's enough. Says Gemara, why? Why by rave is it okay to cut like a bracha? Why are you waiting for the rave? Because until the rave say amen, the bracha is not finished. So too, until the miyut say amen, their bracha is not finished. Why are you not concerned about that miyut? Amalei big yisay, this is going to open up a new halachas about amen. Very relevant halacha ma'isa. Amalei shani aimer kol aina amen yaseh medai aina elataya. Whoever says a long amen, whoever shlaps an amen, he's the taya. Taisa explains. Taisa actually going to go back a few lines later, but Taisa explains because when you shlap out the amen, you ruin the word. You don't pronounce the word properly. You ruin the pronunciation. So shlapping out the amen is a bad thing. So a little bit, wait for the rave. When rave finishes, the amount of time it takes for it to say amen, that's proper. More than that, you don't have to wait because that person's not saying amen properly anyway. Tara banan, here's a few halach lamaises, legabe, amen, ain't amen loim amen chatufa. We do not say an amen chatufa. Amen chatufa is instead of like the kamats of amen, you say like a shva, like amen, amen. You don't give enough emphasis on the aleph to say, amen, it's amen. That's the simple explanation they say of amen chatufa. You grab like the way the aleph, filay amen chatufa, nor an abbreviated amen. That means you left out the nun. Instead of amen, you don't fully pronounce the nun. It's missing the nun. V'lamin yisayma. Nor should one say amin yisayma. Amin yisayma means an orphan amin. What's an orphan amin? He doesn't know what bracha he's saying amin on. He just says, he sees people, the bracha was finished, someone finished the bracha, and just belts out amin. He doesn't know what that bracha was. Rashi points out a bomb question we know, and I think this was bothering Josh, very good. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says that what? In the big bat midrashim, where the people in the back couldn't have chasos shats, and they didn't have good acoustics, and they didn't have, or the shuls were just that big, and they didn't have microphones even during the week. So what do they used to do? What do they do? They wave the flags. Very good. They used to wave the flag to let people know the bracha is finished. They would wave a flag and they'd say, oh, amen. The people in the back would answer amen when they wave the flag. So they didn't hear the bracha. Why is that not a problem of amen yisayma? According to Agamar, Rashi asked the question. Rashi answered very simply because over there they knew what bracha they're saying amen to. They're following along. They knew Magen Avram. They knew Mechaya Mason. They knew where they're up to Chazar Sashatz. They just couldn't hear it because it was physically too far. As long as you know what bracha is saying amen to, that's fine. Over here we're talking about amen yisayma. You don't even know what bracha is saying amen to. That is where it's a problem. Okay. He shouldn't quickly throw a bracha out of his mouth. It looks like a bracha is a bird, and he quickly just tries to be yates it as if it's something which he has to do. He swallows up the bracha, which is something that unfortunately is probably all too common. Just to be clear, I think it's all too common, not even so much. In my humble opinion, not because people find it so much as a burden, we just do it by rote. We know the words, we say it quickly, and we don't give thought to what we're saying. So, just a little bit of a limit chus. It's not, we're not necessarily doing, we are, unfortunately, often yizrik bracha mepiv. Those words, we unfortunately are doing, and we probably should give some thought to it and slow ourselves down. But, the reason the mepharshim give yizrik mepiv is because it's like an unwanted, it's like a pain in the neck, it's a chore. I don't think the problem is it's a chore, I think we just, out of habit, we just do it too quickly. Again, not excusable, but either way, we should work on it, but maybe not exactly what the Gemara is saying. Either way, we should not be Zerik Bracha Mepiv. We should not throw it out of our mouth. We should say it slowly. But as Emer Kol, Aina Amen Yisema, whoever says Amen Yisema, Yibon of Yisema, this is unbelievable. Whoever answers Amen Yisema, his Yibon of Chalila should become Yisema, Chatufa, Yishchatzu Yamav. If he says Amen Chatufa, like a grabbed Amen, his day should be snatched. Ketufa, if he says Amen Ketufa, abbreviated, Yishchatzu Yamav, his day should be abbreviated. We weren't sure, I was wondering, Rabbi Kanah yesterday, what's the difference between what's the difference between chatufa and ketufa? His day should be abbreviated, his day should be snatched. He suggested, it's a nice chap, that one could be chalila dying young, and one could be dying quickly. Two different things, right? One could be a premature death, and one could be that even when a person dies, there's a certain bracha to have a little bit of prep time. It shouldn't be just, there's an idea of going quickly without pain, but there's also an idea of not just being grabbed suddenly without any warning. So maybe that's what it means. Okay. Yiskatfu Yamav v'chol amayrich b'amen, whoever's mayrich in amen, whoever says a long amen instead of these other amens of ketufa and chatufa, mayrich l'yam v'shoysev, is again, this must be the third or fourth, at least the third or fourth time in this pesachta, we've had things that are mayrich l'yam v'shoysev. Here's another case of something which is mayrich l'yam v'shoysev, yizecha to long years, long days, yizecha to ayrich l'yam. He says, what do you mean? You just told me before that you only wait for rave the people to answer by Beitzeah bread, you only wait for Ravi them to answer Amen, not for all, because if you're Mayrich in the Amen, you mess up the pronunciation. And here you tell me Mayrich is a good thing. Answer so it's very simple. Obviously, everything within reason. Slow, proper Amen is perfect. That's not too long. It won't mess up pronunciation. Too long, when you schlep it, you mess up pronunciation. That's where it's going to be a problem. Okay. Rav Shmuel Viasvi, Bisudase, Rav Shmuel was sitting at a meal. Also, Rav Shimi Bechia, Rav Shimi Bechia came. He was eating quickly because he wanted to join them in Zimun. Amar Lei. Rav said to my daitach, "You want to join us in Zeman? Ananachlinanan. We finished eating already. You can't. You're coming when we finished eating. You can't join us in Zeman." I'm like, "Shmuel, not true. Ilamaisli aridila. If they bring mushrooms for me, that's Shmuel's choice dessert. For Gazayil Abba or for Abba, Shmuel used to refer to Rav as Abba, lashon of endearment, Abba's father. Or some say his name was actually Rav Abba. That was Rav's name. Either way, he called him Abba. If you bring for Abba, Gezaya, like little pigeons, very interesting dessert. If they bring for you little pigeons, milachlinu, will we not eat them? So mean even though it didn't come, and we're not eating. If more food would come, we still would eat. That means our meal is not over, and therefore, as long as Rav Shimi Berechia quickly eats, he could bench with us. Meal chidim wouldn't eat them, and therefore we could join for a zeman. Tamid Rav Haviyasvi B'Sudasa. Tamid Rav was sitting in a suda. Al Rav Acher Rach came in after they had already begun to eat. Amri, they said, Asagav Rabbi Demvarchlan, a chashuv man has just come. Let him lead us in zeman and benching. Amr Lehu, Rav Acher said to them, Mi Sabri Sedigad Mavarech. Do you think the one who's the most chashuv should bench? Meaning, even in this circumstance where I came late, the one who's was there for the Iker Milsha bench, and therefore people were there from the beginning, choose from amongst them. The Hilchus of the Maisa, the Hilchus is not like that. God Mavarach, Afag, even though he was being an Anav, God Mavarach, Afag, Blaslob Saif, the most Chashav one leads the benching, even though he came at the end, as long as he was there, and they overlapped the meal, but they were still sitting in the ready to sit and eat. So as long as he's the Gadol, even though he came last, he will lead in benching. We send the mission if one ate Demai, he can still join in Zeman. Demai is not fit to eat. The Rabbanim say you can't eat Demai. How could he be a number, one of the three for the Zeman? Says Gemara, keep the Ibai Mafka Luna Chasev Havi Ani. It's an interesting Migu. We have this Migu elsewhere as well. A person could be Mafka Zachasim, and once he's Mafka Zachasim, he's an Ani. It's Biyadai to Mafka Zachasim become an Ani. Vechazalei, and then it would be fit for him to eat. So therefore, it's like now too, even though he didn't actually do that, it's fit for him to possibly eat it. He can be Mafka Zachasim right now and eat it, partake in it, therefore it's Mutter. The Chari, I think, is something deeper over here going on. It's not just time I'm regular Migu over here. We do find this Migu elsewhere, people are trapped. We find this Migu elsewhere in Bava Metzia earlier also, that he can mafka yourself, and therefore it's mutter for right now. I think it's deeper. I think the idea is that Demai is Gzeira Darabanan. And Darabanan relaxed the Gzeira. Why is it only Gzeira Darabanan? Because Reva Matzim, take Meiser. Reva, the Truman that I'm worried about. Meiser was with relax. Reiv are Machmer and take it. Not Machmer. Reiv keep the Alacha and take it. So it's only a Miat. Darabanan were Gzeira. Because there's a Miat, we should be extra careful and take as well. But it's Mamish only a Chumra. Therefore, Aniyim, who are more scarce for them to have food, they don't have to be makbid to get rid of extra unnecessary, so to speak, l'chumra, an extra 10%, because it's a chumra. And therefore, the food's really fit. Essentially, saying the food is fit. So Agamar is saying a little more of a lumbus. Agamar is saying, since he could be migu, he could be mafkir zechasma, be an ani, therefore it's okay. I think it's deeper. I think that he said is, it's fit for an ani right now. That itself is an indication that it's fit. The Gemara wasn't even so much relying on the lumbus of migu, perhaps. The Gemara is relying on the fact that that's a raya, it's a proof that the food that we're saying is not fit. Yeah, for him, the ikur din's not fit, but it's really not so not fit. Viharaya and ani could eat it. Perhaps that's what the Gemara is saying, more than the power of migu. Perhaps. Okay, Titan. Machilas danim and demai, we find that a few concepts where we're makel by demai. One is, feed danim demai. A second is, bezachsani demai. You can feed the soldiers. The soldiers come into a town, so it's incumbent on the people of the town to feed them. It could be very, soldiers can eat a lot. Right, they're young, powerful guys. They could be eating a lot, and it's your job to feed them. Again, there too, we relax and we allow them to eat the mite. It's actually machlokes. Rashi says, "We're talking about even Jewish soldiers." Taisus brings you Shalmei says, "No. This that we allow them to eat the mite by soldiers. Your obligation to feed the soldiers, you can satisfy it by serving them up the mite. It's only by non-Jewish soldiers. Non-Jewish soldiers still your obligation to feed them. For them, you can feed non. You can feed." The Mai. But the Jewish shoulders, maybe not. Okay, that's the Shami. But Rashi learns, even Jewish shoulders, you could feed the Mai. We learned in a Braisa, we learned Rafuna taught from a Braisa that Beshame argues, he says you cannot feed the Aniyim and you cannot feed the soldiers the Mai. Okay, fine. But according to not Beshame, who we typically go like, so according to Rabbi Shammai, you're allowed to feed the Aniyim and Chasai Demai. It's a right, it's this idea, and therefore you could join in Zeman if he ate the Mai. Tais actually asked, why on earth? It's very nice. Why do we even bother quoting Rav Huna who quotes Beshamai? We have Beisil Shita, who we always go like, and that's it. We should have left out that. Why are we bothering to quote another member to say Beshamai Shita? Tais explains actually very nice little chap. And Achrami, we only were quoting this as Beshamai Shita in case it comes up elsewhere that there's a dissenting view. You may be concerned that we have to worry about that Shita. We want to make it clear that Shita is Beshamai and Beshamai Makam Beisil Lav Mishnah. We don't have to worry about that Shita. If you just heard the statement without knowing who the author is, we wouldn't know. Maybe we don't have to Chayshish for this, whoever the dissenting view is. By pointing out that it's Beshamai, we know when it comes to Beshamai Beisil, we pass Beisil and Beshamai Makam Beisil Lav Klum, and therefore we don't have to be concerned for that opinion. My Sarishan, the Shanil Trumasa. We said if my Sarishan had its Truma taken, so that's perfect. That's perfectly good produce. Ma'aser Rishon is given to Levi. 10% of that goes to the Kohen. He did it. We're saying now, if you eat that for produce, you could join in a Zeman. Why not? Pshita. What would be the issue? Says Mar Letzricha El Shekdima Bishmalim. Nice chap. We're talking about a case where the Levi went, and while the stalks were still in the field, he went and chapped his Ma'aser. The Levi went and chapped the Ma'aser. You know what he did? He chapped Ma'aser before. What's the first thing they take off the produce? Truma. That's 2% goes to the Kohen. Then 10% goes to Levi. Levi took his 10%. Before the 2% that goes to the Kayan was distributed. Levi took his 10% already. Now, the Levi's taking from his Meiser, he gave Trumas Meiser. So he gave 10% of his Meiser to the Kayan, which he's supposed to do. But that's still missing, because the Kayan's supposed to get 2% off the top, and then 10% for the Levi. Says the Gemara, Levi went and took a while, there was still stalks in the field. Hifish men Trumas Meiser, and he took Trumas Meiser like he's supposed to. But he didn't account for the 2% that wasn't taken, for the Chuma Gedela, for the original Chuma for the Kayan, that he didn't take off. Darvo Amar Rish Lakish, Meiser Rishon Shektim B'Shpalim. The Levi takes Meiser Rishon while still ears of grain in the field. Patim Chumigdela. He's Patim Chumigdela. He skipped it. It becomes Patim Chumigdela. You don't say it's Tevel Gavi that. It's Patim Chumigdela. What's the source for this? Shenemar Vayu Meisem Mimenu Chumas Hashem Meisem and Meiser. This is talking about Chumas Meiser. When you give a Levi Meiser, he gives 10% to the Kayan. It says you should take from there Chumas Hashem Meiser from the Meiser. We darshim Meisem and Meiser. Martelach. You take Meiser from the Meiser. Vayu Chumigdela Chumas Meiser and Meiser. You take Meiser from the Meiser, but you don't take double Meiser. You don't take Chumigdela and Meiser from the Meiser. The Levi takes Meiser from his Meiser, but he does not have to take Chumigdela and Meiser from Meiser. So if he skips Chuma Gedela, the Levi skips Chuma Gedela, it's done, a done deal. That's Hakar Shmak Chiddush. We say in the Mishnah that if you have Chumas Meiser was taken from the Meiser, you let it be joined in the Zeman, even though Chumas Meiser was skipped in that case. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Notice that the case was only when the Levi came and chapted ice when it was still in the field. According to this, the Gemara wants to know, what if the grains had already been piled up? And once they're piled up, there's a Chiv Chumas Meiser, there's a Chal. If Levi takes then, we say he does have to take Chuma Gedela and Chumas Meiser. So why? Your drasha was, you don't take Meiser, you don't take Chumas Meiser, 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 you don't take double. It says more Amalei, Fabla, Abaye, Ihachi, Afilu, Kdima, Bekrinami. Even when it's already piled up, you should be able to be putter from Chumas Gedela. Why is Levi over there have to take Chumas Gedela and Chumas Meiser? Amalei, says back Abaye, Alecha, Makar, Tapa, Mabez, Mekomas, Vesechem, Tarimu. There's a reboy. From all your Meiser, take Chuma. That's a reboy that you do take Chuma. So basically we have a miat of Meiser and a Meiser, take only 10% from the Meiser, take only the Chumas Meiser, you don't have to take Chumas Gedela. But we have a Rebo, you do have to take Chumas Gedela. So in one case you're saying you do, and in one case you don't. The Marais, so where did you see fit? Why do you see fit then the first case where he took it from the field, he's Patim Chumas Meiser, and when he took it from the pile, he's Chayef. Says the Mara, simple, Had Idgin, Hale Idgin. We know that Lach of Chiv Chumas Meiser starts when it's dug on, when it's piled up, when it's Idgin, when it's piled up, that's when the Chiv Chumas Meiser really start. So therefore, it makes sense to say that before the Chiv starts, that's when if the Levi takes, he's Patim. After the Chiv starts, if the Levi takes then, that's going to be the case that the Pasuk is referring to, where he's chayav to take both Chumas Meiser and Chuma Gedela as well. Okay. But again, back to the Chiddush Mishnah. The Chiddush Mishnah was, in a case where the Levi took, when it's still in the field, he took some grains. He took off the grains as Meiser. He then took Chumas Meiser. But he never took Chuma Gedela. He skipped Chuma Gedela, even though he skipped Chuma Gedela, he's Pater. And in that case, someone who eats those grains is allowed to join in a Zeman. A person who redeemed Meiser Sheni, or Hekdish, and then he eats it, he could join a Zeman. Of course, why not? He did the proper din, he redeemed it. Why shouldn't he, it's kosher food to eat, why shouldn't he be able to join a Zeman? Pshita says Gemara, he gave the value, the base value, which he's supposed to, but he's also supposed to top it off with an extra fifth. He didn't give the fifth. Hakamash b'nei chamish ma'akev. The chiddush is that even though he's supposed to give a fifth, the fifth is not ma'akev. He's supposed to give a fifth, but the fifth is not ma'akev, and therefore he could join in Zeman. Hashamish ha'chazayas, Hashamish ha'chazayas. Pshita, the Hashamish ha'chazayas isn't obvious that he's able to join the Zeman, and the Hashamish ha'chava. Since he's not kaveh, he's not sitting down to a meal with the people, he's not sitting by the table. Therefore he can't join the Zeman. Kamash b'lan, that even though he's not sitting, even though he's serving the people, he could join a Zeman. First point out, therefore, dafka by a waiter, he says. A waiter, his job is to serve, he's in and out. He, even though he's not sitting down, he could join in a Zeman. A regular person who's not a waiter, who's not sitting down, he's eating on the go, he's walking around while we're eating while they're having a proper meal. If he's not sitting with the group, he cannot join in a Zeman. Kusi Mizaminalov, we said the Mishnah Kusi could join in a Zeman. Amai, Leye El Amaretz. Granted the Kusi, let's say he's Kusi, Kusim R, Gary Emes. Let's say he's a Yid. But he's still an Amaretz. Vitanya, Imzam Amaretz. We learned that the Chachamim is not becoming of them to join in a Zeman to praise Hashem with the Amaretz. So, why is a Kusi able to be joining in a Zeman? Abaya, I'm a Kusi Chavar. You're talking about Anachami. A Kusi was a Chavar. We had this in B'nai's Kusi. We had this in Yivam, in Nida, in Les Masechta, and the Shas. We had the idea of a Kusi Chavar. Rabbi, if you tell me a Kusi Amaretz, we're talking about even a Kusi Amaretz. B'acha, B'amaretz, Rabbanan, D'pligyolah, D'rab Meiras Ginan. Even if we're talking about a Kusi Amaretz, he still could join in for a quorum for the Zeman, because we're talking about the Amaretz, D'Rabbanan. Of the Rabbanan, who argue under Meir. The Meir explains. Titania. We looked at the Bible, is Amaretz, what's called an Amaretz? Koshe Enoich Chulim B'Tara, Tiber Meir, it's very high level. What's an Amaretz? Whoever doesn't need is Chulim B'Tara, Altaras HaKadosh, he doesn't need Chulim and treat it with the intricacies of Kadosh, that's an Amaretz. The Chalmimer, no, Koshe Enoich Maisa Peres of Kore, whoever doesn't take Maisa properly, that is an Amaretz. So when it says in the Brisa, you can't join a Zim with Amaretz, that's talking about Amaretz of like the Rabbanan said, that a person who doesn't take Chumas Maisa properly. Vahani Kusai, but the Kusi in our Mishnah that you're able to join a Ziman, Asuri Masik is the Chazi. He takes Chumas Maisa properly. So again, he doesn't have to be a Kusi Chavar, he's just taking Chumas Maisa properly. And why do most Kusim take Chumas Maisa properly? Because we know Kusim were makbid on their Raisas, they just relax in their Rabbanans. Chumas Maisa are biblical, their Raisas. Therefore, the Maisa Chsiv, Raisa, Mrs. Ziri, that which has in the Torah, they're very careful. Damar Mar, Kol mitzvah shechzikah b'kusim. We have this also in Nida. Harbim medakten by Yes Mitzrayim. The mitzvah that they took on, that they're medaktigin, they're medaktigin even more than regular Yid and regular Israelim. So therefore, since the guideline according to Chachamim for being an Amaris, not to bench with that person, the guideline is someone who is does not take Trumas and Maisers, and the Kusim take Trumas and Maisers, therefore we could join the Kusim and benching. Side point, says Taisfus, that the Gemara's going to go through a whole list of now of what's called Amaretz and who the Halach is like, but Taisfus points out, Lamaisa today we're not Makbid. We're not Makbid. We do Zeman with all types of people, whether they learn it or not, but Amaretz or not. Taisfus says, first of all, because we go like Rabbi Yossi in Chagiga, who said that better that we should be Makarev and accept all people than to push away, because it could just lead to bigger issues if you don't accept. If you sit by a table and say, ah, I can't do Zeman with you, you're not Amaretz, it's not going to have proper long term effects. Number one. Number two, the idea is it's also for Talmud Chacham to make a Zima with the Kusi. Who today could say they're a Talmud Chacham? Who knows who still has a status, who today has a status? I'm sure there's some, obviously some Gedalim who do have a status, but for the most part, we don't consider any of ourselves Talmud Chachamim, and therefore another reason why, Taisa speaks out, other verses speak this last second reason out, another reason why this halacha, we wouldn't be Makbid today, and we would make Zima with anybody. Tanar Abanim. Eiz Amaretz, what's called Amaretz, Koshin Akari, Krishma, Shachris, Arvis. Arvis or Shachris, the right order. Whoever doesn't say Krishma, Mairiv, or Shachris, that's a Amaretz. He doesn't even say that, that's Amaretz, severe blazer. He doesn't wear tzitzis on his bag, on his four-cornered bag. These are all very basic things, and someone who doesn't do it has a din of Amaretz. Whoever has children and doesn't raise them to study Torah, he doesn't teach them the ways of the Torah at all. This is a more stringent opinion. He learned Chumash, he learns Mishnayos, but he doesn't serve under Tamid Chumim. That's also considered Amaretz. Amrav Huna, Halach Achayim, Halach Zachayim. So based on this guideline, many people would be considered Amaretz. And again, we point out for Taisus, still, we're not Makbid too. We don't distance ourselves. On the contrary, we stay together. We're Makarev Amaretzim. We want to keep everyone together for the long-term benefits could be more than the downside. Rami Rechama, Le'azmaleh Rav Nashbar Tachlifa, unbelievable. Rami Rechama did not want to make a Zeman together with Rav Nashbar Tachlifa. Rav Nashbar Tachlifa, why? The Tani Sifra V'Sifri V'Hilchaza. He learned Sifra, Sifri, Mishnayos. However, he didn't learn. He wasn't Mishamish as far as Rambam Chama knew. Kinach Nafshe Rambam was Nifter. Amar Rav said, you know why he was Nifter? Le'nach Nafshe Demar Mechama Ella Le'Azman Rav Nashbar Tachlifa. You know why he was Nifter? He was Nifter because he didn't make Zeman with Rav Nashbar Tachlifa. He didn't give him proper covet. That was the cause of his death. Vatanya says the Gemara. We learned in the Brayis Achir Maimer. I feel the Karav Shana V'Shim Mecham Mecham Hareza Amaretz. Gemara says, what do you mean? We learned that if someone learned Chumash, learns Mishnayos, but wasn't Mishamish to Mechamim, then you don't make Zim with him, that's called Amaretz. So why was it a tiny Rambam Chama? Rambam Chama was keeping like the Brisa says. You're right that Rav Nashbar Tachlifa learned Sifra, Sifri Hilchasa, but he was Mishamish to Mechamim. L'chor, he didn't do the wrong thing. Says Mar, yes. Shiny Rav Nashbar Tachlifa, the Mishamish to Rabbanan, he was Mishamish to Rabbanan, Rambam Chama, who'd like Baduk Abbas Rey. Rambam Chama didn't do enough research to investigate the facts. Rav Nashbar Tachlifa did serve to Mechamim, and therefore, it was a mistake on Rambam Chama's part. That's one explanation. Another explanation is the Shamash Baita Bapumbi, the Rabbanim Vigaris Lu, Kitsav Rabbanim Dami. Since he listened to the teachings, Shimash Tamicham means to serve under them, to Mishamish them on a day to day basis. But he listened to the teachings. Listening to all their teachings and learning for them, that's enough to be called a Shimash, and therefore he's a Tsumer Rabbanim, therefore he's Chashav, and therefore he's nothing like Amaretz, and therefore it was a Taina why he didn't, Rambam Chama didn't bench with him, and therefore, unfortunately, he was punished and he was Nifter. Achot Tevel Meiser, for a person eats Tevel Meiser. So these are foods you're not allowed to eat, and therefore you're not allowed to join into a zima. It says Mar Tevel Pshita. If you're talking about classic Tevel, of course he can't join into zima. He's eating Dvar Masurim. Let's Richa B'Tevel Tav Darabanan. We're talking about Tevel, it's only Tevel Medarabanan, not Tevel Daraisa, and still he can't join in. Hey, Chidam, what's the case of Tevel Medarabanan? But Atzat Shein Anaklev. If you have something growing in a flower pot, and the flower pot does not have a hole in the bottom, if there's no hole in the bottom, then we say it's not considered nourishing from the ground, and therefore, if it's not nourishing from the ground, there's no chiyuv of Trumas Maizes on a biblical level. On a rabbinic level, there is, and therefore it's considered Tevel Medarabanan, and even so, he can't join into a zim. Maizes Rishon, where Truma was not taken, of course, if Maizes Rishon Truma was taken, it's vital like a case of Tevel, Pshita, so of course he can't join into a zim, like Tzvicha, Kegayan, Sheik, Dimer Bekri. We're talking about a case where the Levi went and grabbed it while it was already piled up, like we said before. Maldatema, Gdamer Levi, Pabla Abaye, that once the Levi's putter, he's putter in Gansen, in all scenarios, Kamash Makadashani, the Levi's only putter if you took a while's grains in the field, like we said earlier. If you took one, it's already piled up, the chivir is chal, and the levi will be pater. In such a case, therefore it's considered tevel, it's not pater, and therefore he can't join into a zeman. Ma'aseh Sheni, we said if a person eats Ma'aseh Sheni that wasn't redeemed, he can't join a zeman. Again, pshit, it's pashat, it's food that's asr to eat. Le'tzricha sh'niftuv le'niftu kilchazan. The case is where it was redeemed, but it just wasn't redeemed kalacha. Like we learned in a b'risa. Maisa Sheni Shkigayan Shapadu Agabe Asimen. The halacha is that Maisa Sheni that was redeemed on an Asimen coin is an unminted coin, a piece of metal. It doesn't work. Rachman Amar. So the case Maisa Sheni, it doesn't work because we're talking about a case where you didn't redeem it on a proper coin. Kesef sheish lev tzura has got to be kesef as a tzura. Hekdesh chilul got to be karka like part of the kesef. In the case of hekdesh doesn't work, is where he's mechala on karka and not on kesef. Rachmanam of nasa kesef akamli. So both these dinim ma'aseh sheni, they need a proper coin from a tzara to a kesef yedecha. And hekdesh they have to redeem on kesef and nasa kesef akamli as opposed to karka. Both these dinim are ma'akiv, and therefore even though it was redeemed, but it just wasn't redeemed properly, redeemed on a metal that wasn't a proper coin or on karka that wasn't money. In both the cases, you did a redemption, but it wasn't proper. And therefore, the chiddush is that that is considered still not a redemption. The food is not considered mutar to eat, and therefore, you can't join in zimun. Vashamish achal pachas gzayis, a shamish, a waiter that ate less than a gzayis of food can't join in pshita. If you need gzayis, of course he can't eat. Gemara can't join in benching. Says the Gemara, I did tana reisha gzayis tana nasef pachas gzayis. You're right. There's not going to be a chiddush in this. It's just for symmetry purposes. The reisha says a waiter eats a gzayis could join in. So the sefer says a waiter ate less than a gzayis cannot join in. But there's taka no chiddush in that psak. V'anachri im zamlav v'anachri can't join in a zimun. Pshita l'chareitz pashit. Anachri is a guy. What was the happening? Hakam eskinim be'yershem malv le'tavol. We're talking about a geris in the middle of the process of geris. He did mila. He did not yet do tefila. A ger is not called a full-fledged ger until he does mila and tefillah. And so long as he didn't do the tefillah, even though he's already done the mila, he already did bris mila, he's still considered nachri, and he can't join into zeman. That's the chiddush. Nashavan v'ktanim eim zamna lahim. Nashavan v'ktanim cannot join into zeman. Amar Rav Asi, katana mut barisim zamna lahim. A katana in a crib, a little katana in a crib, couldn't join into a zeman. So that's where we learned our mission, nashavan v'ktanim eim zamna lahim. We learned our mission at nashim, avadim, slaves, and katanim, you can't make a zeman. Here we're saying a katan could join into a zeman. The answer is the Gemara who damakar Yeshua ben Levi. He also Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi. Afapi she'amru katan muta barisa im zamna lav. Even they said katan muta barisa, you cannot make a zeman on account of this baby. Aval eisen they say sniff lasara. You can make him a sniff to 10. Meaning, if you have 9 adults and you need a 10th, he could make a quorum of 10. So interesting. The Gemara is saying that to have 3, if you have 2 and you need a 3rd for that, it wouldn't work. But you have 9 and you need a 10th to say elikenu, for that he could join in. And the lashon of elikenu could be said, even though you have 9 plus a katan, it could be said to join in to make a group of 10. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Tisha ve'evim starfin, this is related, a 9 adult yidin with 1 evit kanani are mitzarif to make a minyan. Meisvei, in fact, a question from the following Bryce, a famous story. Meisvei, Rabbi Lezer, Shichel's basic Knesset. The Matzah Sarah, Rabbi Lezer went to basic Knesset. He didn't find 10 people there. The Shichel after Vishlim Masar, he's Meshacher is Eved. He freed his Eved to in order to have 10 people. We know once Eved Kanani comes free, Eved Kanani already partially does a Geris. When he comes Eved Kanani, but he's not a full fledged Ger yet. He's still Eved Kanani. Once he goes free, he becomes a full fledged Ger, a full fledged Yid. So he's Meshacher is Eved to be the 10th of the minion. Make it stick. Why is he Meshacher him? Shichel in Le Shichelai. Had he still been Eved, it wouldn't work. Not like this member of Yeshua Levi, that an Eved can be starved to be number 10. Over here, it seems you have to free him. Says Gemara, no, Trezichu. In that case, they actually were only 8 people in Shul. There were only 8 there. So Rabbi Lezer, who had 2 slaves with him, one he freed, Shichur Chad, Venavik Bechad. One he freed, and one was able to be the 10th. As an Eved, Samara 6 with his guns, that the 10th person in the minion could be an Eved Kanani. Over there, they're missing 2 people, so one he had to free, one of his Eved Kanani had to free to make him a full-fledged Yid, to get to 9 Yidin, and the 10th, which is an Eved, was okay. In fact, Mara still, how can you do such a thing? There's a mitzvah asay, an isra asay, to keep your avadim forever, like it says in the pasuk, "Shemar le'ilam mamtavaydu." The Eved Kanani should serve you forever. Freeing him is being over, is transgressing this isra asay of le'ilam mamtavaydu. They should work for you forever. Says the Gemara, "L'dvar mitzvah shayni." It's different. Freeing for a mitzvah is different, since it was a tzarich mitzvah. Freeing stamazai, you're doing a favor for him that you're not allowed to do. But freeing for a minion, that's different. The mitzvah of davar shebekedusha, and therefore, you let it for your slave. Says the Gemara, mitzvah babaveri, b'charetz a mitzvah babaveri. Interesting question, mitzvah babaveri. It's not mitzvah babaveri. Mitzvah babaveri is when you do not veri to a mitzvah. Babaveri was saying the iser doesn't apply when you have the mitzvah. It's, the Gemara does not say a concept of asay, because veri, it's an asay also. It's an asay of lim and tavaydu. And then more than that, the Gemara, there's no mitzvah asay. I mean, you could say v'kidashtai, but there's no really mitzvah asay to have a minion, per se. So, could be that's what the Gemara is asking. Mitzvah Bavavir, the Gemara is asking is, the way that's how the Rosh actually explains it, that the mitzvah of a minyan is really rabbinic, and the mitzvah that Lo Yomam Tavaydu is deraisa. So, in order to satisfy a drabbanon of, again, it's based on smachta the pasuk of Kedashta being mekadosh kadosh baruch hu in a minyan, but kol tavshu b'dushi shav minyan. But since it's only drabbanon, then you would think that the mitzvah deraisa Lo Yomam Tavaydu overrides. Says the Gemara, no mitzvah drabbim shayni. That anachami normally a mitzvah of yachad taka the mitzvah of Lo Yomam Tavaydu would supersede the mitzvah of Vikidashta, but since it's Mitzvah Derabim, since there's Mitzvah Derabim, Mitzvah Derabim, even if it's rabbinic, according to the Rashi explaining, that Mitzvah Derabanim, but it brings out a kiyum of Vikidashta, of Deraisa, and it's a Mitzvah of the Rabbim, therefore that supersedes. A person should go and make sense early. He should try to be from the 10 Rishayim, the ten early people to get into the base medrash. Shafil Meya Baim Achravid, 100 people come afterwards. Kibbutz Schar Kulam, he gets the schar of all of them, even if 100 people come later, because he's part of the one that made the quorum, that made the minyan. The Gemara is mashma, he takes the schar of all of them. Schar Kulam, Sakadak, he takes all the schar. Eleima Nesle Schar Kineged Kulam. He gets schar, Kineged all of them. Let's stop over here. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah.